Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
A good friend of mine who is the source of some of the brain transformation information that I was talking about earlier, his name is Dr. Daniel Amen. And he says when we're eating or, you know, making choices about exercise or, you know, so forth, to ask ourselves the question, is this good for the brain? So I think that question is pertinent to whatever is out there in the world that we might be asked or called or invited along to do, you know, whether it's movies or drinking or whatever. Is it good for the brain? I would add to that, certainly as a Christian, when I'm looking at any particular activity, is it good for the soul? And rather than say to myself, you shouldn't go to movies, or you shouldn't drink, or you shouldn't do this, in kind of a black and white way, I'm going to look at any activity and say, is this good for my soul? Is this good for my brain? Is this good for my body? And if you look at all of those aspects of ourselves, then I think now we start making better choices based on our vision. And if our vision is all about becoming more Christ-like, following God, honoring His calling in our life, then I think it helps us to make healthy choices in all of those areas.
You know, you've written and counseled many on understanding sort of triggers and triggering events. Say a little bit more about that, maybe just in terms of as it relates to living a pure life or living a life that is, as you say, is it good for the soul? Is it good for the body? Is it good for the brain?
Right. Well, you know, to use the movie example, if Debbie and I, my wife and I, want to go to a movie, we're going to read the reviews, maybe even talk to people who've seen the movie. I'm just, you know, as a man living in our current culture, I'm going to choose to go to movies that are not going to trigger me into, you know, thoughts that I don't want to have to deal with one way or the other. I choose not to go to trigger, what I call trigger-rich environments. Now, there are other times, particularly after, you know, 28 years in my case of working on this, that I would say there's other parts of the world. I can go to the beach now. I can go to, you know, the swimming pools and stuff like that. And I can generally, I was with a friend the other day on a golf course and, you know, the cart girl came by. Well, you know, they always put very attractive young women on these cart girls to get all the men out there playing golf to buy more stuff. And my friend, who's in early level recovery, was saying, you know, that woman is a real trigger. And I said, well, you know, she's a very attractive young lady, and I just look at her as counterfeit. At least for me, she's counterfeit, meaning that she's not the real deal. She's not the thing that satisfies my soul. You know, my wife is the woman that satisfies my soul. So, I mean, when you're out there and you're looking at some of those triggers, just think about how counterfeit most of those triggers are.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.